Blog Talk Radio.
IMTM Worldwide Radio. I want to welcome all that was able to join me this evening on the 24th day of January. The first month of 2017 is almost over. How far are you with your resolution so far? Chuckle, chuckle. Hey, guess what? You still have 11 months to go. No worries. 646-652-4479 is the number. And guess what? For the first time in a while, the chat room is already open. So if you are shy or you are not able to actually call in, whether or not you might be at work or you might be in another country, feel free to type your thoughts into the chat room, and I'll be glad to read them on the air. Tonight we have a special guest. Now, we all know that healthcare is going to drastically change this year, okay? So have you started thinking about your options? Have you started thinking about how you're going to ensure your personal health, the health of your family? Have you? Probably should, okay? So tonight we have a special guest, and we're going to talk about holistic medicine. Compared to other healthcare options, is it one you should research? How healthy are you right now? Could it be better? Tonight we have physician and author Dr. T. Houston on the show to discuss these questions and her book, Detox Style. And we're going to find out more about her practice in Atlanta, Georgia. So be sure to share and tell others about the show tonight. Feel free to call in, ask questions. The number is 646-652-4479. Tune in, call in, listen in. Let's go ahead and bring our guest in tonight. Good evening, doctor. Are you there?
I am here.
All right. Have to give you a little round of applause to welcome you to the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me on your show. I'm happy to be here.
No problem at all. So first and foremost, let's go ahead and get the usual out of the way, quote unquote. Go ahead and briefly introduce yourself to our audience tonight.
My name is Dr. Tawana Houston. I also go known out in the community as Dr. T. Houston. I am a licensed naturopathic physician. I also have a background in pastoral care and counseling. My academic career is pretty extensive, coming to you with a degree in sociology from Howard University, a Master of Divinity from Princeton Seminary, and a doctorate in naturopathic medicine from National University of Health Sciences. And so I have been on my academic journey for a long time, just becoming academically and clinically trained to work with the whole person, which is my passion. I started out many years working in human services, counseling, and I wanted to know how to just be able to help the people more than what I was doing. And I saw just how their health ailments and how their emotional imbalances were creating other ailments, such as physical ailments. And I just wanted to understand that process and how I could help. And life eventually led me down the path to where I was able to go back to medical school and prepare my way so that I could learn how to better do that. And now I'm a naturopathic physician seriously practicing holistic wellness care with my patients.
Well, doctor, that was of course very, 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 very impressive and definitely extensive. And we're going to get into a lot of that during the interview. But first and foremost, I want to give the audience a chance to get a little bit about you. So, where were you born? Where are you coming from? Where do you have your roots? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan. I spent the greater part of my life there. I moved around a lot when I was younger. I lived in Dallas for a while, and then my family moved to Atlanta when I was in the 11th grade. But the majority of my time was spent in Saginaw, and that's where I ended up graduating from high school.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question, because for a lot of people in their growing up years and whatnot, that's usually where the initial, spark comes about as far as their path in life. So was there something within your childhood that made you decide that you wanted to just help people in general as a career?
My family had a lot of dysfunction, and it's like I felt like many of us needed therapists, which was my goal to become one. And so that sparked just my desire to be able to go where I saw a need. And it wasn't until later on in my adult life that I wanted to include the medical aspect. But definitely early on in childhood, I just felt a call to service, but it was definitely provoked by my family.
Gotcha. And that kind of runs into my next question then at that point, why medicine then? And you kind of answered that a little bit. You mentioned earlier a couple of the schools that you pursued your studies. Can you mention those again?
I went to Howard University for my undergraduate degree, and Princeton Seminary for my graduate school studies, and then National University of Health Sciences for my medical school studies.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this specific question. Why holistic medicine? And try not to – I'm going to say give a little bit there, because I have some questions specifically about holistic medicine right after this, but why did you choose holistic medicine?
I chose holistic medicine because there is an interconnection. You cannot truly optimize a person's health and wellness without looking at everything that's impacting their life. Because what begins on the mental, emotional level, well, I say really it begins on the spiritual level. The spiritual level, the mental, emotional level will end up manifesting itself physically and physical ailments. And so when you go in to correct one aspect, you can't just correct the physical. Yeah, they'll feel better, you know, somewhat better, but their health is not going to be optimized because the mental, emotional, or the spiritual is still out of balance. So it's only a matter of time before the physical aspect begins to resurface again as well.
So let me ask you this then. What do you think people's initial feelings are about holistic medicine when just, I guess you could say, like a general person maybe never heard of it before, when they do hear about it, what do you think their initial thoughts and feelings are about it?
For some people, I think they think it's kind of woo-woo-ish, meaning not really scientifically based, or, you know, no real evidence or research behind it, or not real, or it doesn't apply. And that's just, you know, it just comes from out of a lack of understanding or miseducation, because holistic medicine is not something that's in the mainstream, and so you really have to be more intentional about it, and health has to be a strong value for you to seek something like that out, since it's not in the forefront all the time.
Is that what made you want to publish a book about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Education is key. Most of what I do as a physician is educating my patients because it's kind of helping people almost like unlearn the learned. I mean, we've been practicing bad behaviors for so long because that's what's in front of us. These are the commercials we see on TV, and now we can tell our doctors what prescription we want to be on, even though there's a list of, you know, about 15 to 30 different side effects that, you know, but it's like this is what's being promoted as the norm, as opposed to lifestyle changes, as opposed to whole health changes and everything. And so it does require just educating the general public on there is another way, and that way is being intentional about the kind of life you want to live and the quality of the life. But it calls people into accountability for their actions, and not everyone is ready for that part, which is the biggest part.
And I think that's something that it just is, it even now boggles my mind really still. And I'll just side note, in regards to, I can use a personal example of my father. He really kind of brought my family up on alternative medicines and herbs and things of that nature. And it really came to bear when he got cancer and all the stuff that they were putting in him, all the side effects was almost worse than the cancer was at a certain point. And it got to the point where once we kind of started reading the stuff that they were putting in them, and we were like, well, this is kind of detrimental. This is kind of killing him a little bit, isn't it? And we finally started to be able to get some of those things out of him, and he turned around. He could actually walk and talk and stuff, you know. And so it really kind of hurt me to just think that, you know, and you hear it on, like you said, TV, and you hear about, okay, this is what it's supposed to do to help you, but here are all the side effects, and one of them is death. And I always would chuckle at it, but it's not funny really anymore. So I'm glad you brought that up. That being said, what is actually the name of your book? And kind of tell us about putting it together. Was it difficult putting this book together? Give us some information about the book.
Well, my book is called Detox Style, Creating a Healthy Lifestyle Through Daily Holistic Detoxification Practices. The book was actually birthed out of a workshop that I have been doing over the past year and a half. What I realized was that my class was just packed with so much information, and then for people hearing this for the first time, just with no history of detoxing before and everything, I felt like I was just doing a disservice I would have some handouts for them to walk away with, but it would still be a lot of information to retain to really make the kind of changes that I was recommending and supporting and through my the education I was providing for them in the workshop. And so I wanted to put together a manual. Actually, I mean, Detox Style was initially supposed to be like maybe a 30-page manual or something, just to give my class participants and patients something to walk away with that they could refer back to. And as I sat down during the process of writing a book, I mean, any author will tell you there's a point where you're not writing anymore, like something else is taking over that process. And that's what happened with Detox Style, that it just developed into something so much more. And so I'm happy with the work, and I've gotten a lot of great reviews on the book, and it's making a difference, and it's opening up people's eyes to, you know, what our toxic factors are and how we can coexist with them and still live a healthy life.
Excellent. And you actually just answered what my next question was going to be. What will a person getting your book actually get out of it? And you pretty much surmised that very easily for me. Let me ask you this. I had mentioned in my intro how healthcare is going to change this year. What would you say are the advantages and benefits of holistic medicine in regards to a person that would make that choice to say, you know what, I need to go on this side of the aisle when it comes to my health care and taking care of myself?
Well, the advantages is definitely going to be a better health and better quality of life and a better, greater sense of control over what is possible for your health. It's like right now we live in a society where chronic disease after a certain age, you know, once you get into your mid-40s onward, you're looking at, you know, a rites of passage of having high blood pressure, heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, arthritis. I mean, so many different conditions that can be controlled if one was living a detox style way of life. And so it's just unfortunate that we have accepted this as the norm, because we know so many other people with these conditions and with cancer and so forth. It's like when we get the diagnosis, yeah, it's something, you know, that can be terrifying to people, but because they know 10 other people with it, it's just not it's not this critical thing that it should be when we think about it from the side of prevention. It's like, okay, just because you turn a certain age, you don't have to get any of these diseases. But if you make the right choices today, while your body is free of these, and turn it in a different direction to where it's a much more life supporting and health supporting, then you can live into your golden years actually enjoying them and not going to a variety of doctor's appointments.
And they're all kind of different. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and so therefore, you know, one should, you know, look forward to adopting a more of a holistic lifestyle as opposed to what the options are available right now, as we're looking at these potential changes in healthcare moving forward.
And what I was just about to say is, you would think just what you just gave us there would be a big deal to a lot of people nowadays, and just being able to feel good about yourself on a regular basis instead of a shorter period of time. So I know that a lot of people, you know, they hear that, and they, at least if anything, they're starting to think about it just a little bit more if they hadn't before. So I do appreciate that. Dr. Houston, you're giving us some valuable information so far. Can you hang with us just a little bit longer?
Oh, sure.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to return with Dr. T. Houston, author of Detox Style. And before we go to break, we do actually have a new sponsor. If you live in Atlanta, Georgia, and surrounding counties, and you're a homeowner, and you're starting to think about your front and backyard for the spring season, and what you're going to do with it, don't. True Green Lawn Care is one of our new sponsors, and they're looking to want to help as many people in the community take care of their lawns for the season. So if you would like to know more information about what can be done for you, be sure to email your name and a contact number to chris@imtmworldwide.com, and a representative will give you a call. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Remember, 646-652-4479. Dr. T. Houston is available to take a call or two about her book and about holistic medicine, so please do that. Of course, on the chat line as well, you can type in a little bit. I'll check it as we go to break. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We'll be back in a jiffy. And we are back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. And tonight we have a very, very, very special guest, Dr. T. Houston, author of the book Detox Style. Number tonight, 646-652-4479. And, of course, you can join us in the chat room. And we're going to go ahead and bring Dr. Houston back on. There we are. How are you doing, Dr. Houston?
Very well, Chris.
Good, good, good. So we were talking in regards to your book. Now, when it comes to actually helping people again directly, is there a specific niche or age group that you feel you can help more than others, or is everybody available to benefit from your guidance and advice and your specialties?
Well, Detox Style is written for everyone, regardless of your age. I mean, it's for women who are desiring to get pregnant because you want to be careful about the various toxic exposures that you are being exposed to that's going to alter some of your reproductive capabilities for mm-hmm. women that are pregnant, for parents because children are very fragile in terms of they are, as they're growing and developing, they're just a lot more susceptible to being impacted the greatest. Pregnant women and All right. children are because of just the level of toxicity and the type of impact that it can have on the growth and development of embryos, fetuses, children, once they're here and everything, because their bodies are still growing. And so if they're being exposed to too many toxins, is going to have a negative impact on that growth, on their growth and development. And so, you know, detoxification is good for men of all ages, anyone that's dealing with any type of chronic diseases, and anyone that is interested in preventive health and wellness. And so the book really covers the gamut, because if you're alive in this world today, you are already filled with toxins, because that's the exposure that the everyday person has. And so you want to be educated on how to best eliminate those toxins from your body. And what makes, I don't want to, hope I'm not jumping the gun of talking about detox style different from the other detoxification books that are out on the market today. And so what detox style is doing is, not only is it describing to you what those various common toxic factors are that we're being exposed to all day, throughout the day, from our food, our water, our beverages, our personal care products, our household products, the air, the environment in which we're living, the plastics, which is notorious and just ubiquitous, because they're just everywhere. There's no avoiding plastics. So with all of these things, and I let you know where, you know, these toxins are most commonly found in your day-to-day interactions. But so because we are going to encounter toxins, there's no escaping them. I help you understand, I help the readers understand what the detoxification pathways in the body is, so that they can know how to naturally support those pathways. So often we get stuck at the level of the colon. And so the colon is very important, but that's just one pathway. And so the body is naturally designed to detoxify, but the thing is, we are being exposed to toxins at such an abundant level and a rapid rate that they are not exiting the body at the same rapidness that we are being exposed to them. And so when you support those detoxification pathways, first by knowing what they even are, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, the skin, the lymphatic system, the colon, the uterus, and the mind, because remember, this is a holistic book, which makes it different as well from any of the other detoxification books, because I am talking about the spiritual ways in which you can detoxify, the mental, emotional ways in which you can help to detoxify, as well as the physical ways. And so the book is filled with other natural therapies, a lot of things that you can do at home, or go to get services from other places that offer some supportive detoxification therapies. I offer a meal, detox meal chart, so that you can understand what types of meals are and what level of impact they're having on the detoxification. There's some sample recipes in there, as well as some protocols for different levels of the type of intensity of detoxification, as well as recommendations on how to turn detox into a lifestyle. So the book is very comprehensive, and it's just a great resource guide to have in any household, because you want to protect your health as well as the health of your children.
Excellent. And yes, and I'm glad you did bring that up, because, yes, one of my questions was going to be, well, what makes your book different from everybody else's? But you answered that. I knew you would. But the other part of that is though, is that because you are so detailed, and, you know, you just got to think about decades and decades and decades, you know, people have been, you know, inputting all this stuff in us over the years, and is this not going to disappear just by itself? And so your book gives all these different avenues and a guideline, really, on how to change some of these things. So my next question is kind of important. You're based out of Atlanta. Do you have an office, and how can people start reaching you to set up an appointment so you can break these down for them personally?
Yes, I do have an office located in Decatur at 4153 Flatshows Parkway inside Trinity Office Park. That's available by appointment only. And you can find out the most information about me if you visit my website, which is www.drthouston.com. And on that site, you can schedule appointments. You can see what my services are, what packages are being offered, learn more about me, also learn about all that I have to offer as a physician. And so you definitely want to visit it. And there's newsletters and blogs on there as well for you to read more.
And that's www.drthouston.com, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Let me ask you this. This year you're making yourself also available to speak to large audiences about your practice and your book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I am available to for speaking engagements for any of your organizations, your clubs, your churches, your educational facilities. I am available to come and speak, to do a talk, to teach a seminar, a workshop, or a class as well, or be the keynote speaker, whatever is needed. I'm available to do that.
Sounds good to me.
In fact, I just spoke. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish.
Oh, I was going to say I just spoke to a large group of the community at Sevananda Natural Foods store a couple of days ago. There was a very large turnout for that, the community coming out to just learn more about detoxification, and so I had an opportunity to educate them on detox style.
Oh, that had to be exciting then.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Great times.
Dr. Houston, over the next 5 years, what are some of your overall goals?
My greatest goal is to raise more awareness about naturopathic medicine and why it's important, just to continue to educate the general public on self holistic care and what that means, and to help people to live a more optimized quality of life, which is the best, access through health. And so I see myself definitely writing more books, just really more aggressively branching out all across the globe, doing speaking engagements, teaching more workshops and so forth, so that and then just training leaders so that the influential sphere of health can go out even further. I mean, I'm only one person, but as I get access to leaders and other communities and train them so that we can all be on one accord and getting this word out about why is it important to be empowered and take back our own health and decide, that we want to be healthy, that we want to have a better quality of life throughout our lifespan, as opposed to this significantly deteriorating health after we reach a certain age.
Wow, that's very inspiring indeed. You have so many accomplishments so far. What advice would you give this new generation coming up as they begin deciding on what they want to do with their lives? What advice do you have for them?
I'd say listen to your inner voice. Don't get caught up in the masses. Don't get caught up in what's popular or what everyone else is doing. But seek. You want to be practical to some extent. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do until you can do what you can do, but always be working towards creating a way to do what you can do by first knowing what that is and then knowing that it is possible for you to attain it. But you have to continue to work at it. It's going to get hard sometimes, but it's worth the effort and putting in to make it happen.
Wow. Well, I know my audience tonight definitely would if they could tell me personally, got a real education tonight, and I know all of them benefited. Any final thoughts?
My final thought is to make health a value. When you do that, then everything else falls into place where it needs to be. But as long as you are letting someone else determine what your health is worth, then we'll just continue to see more of the progression of disease being rampant like it is in America today. But when we take back and determine the value of our health, then we'll see the turnaround of that.
Well, before I forget, I almost forgot. Where can people find you on social media? And definitely let us know your website one more time. How can we get your book? And I guess it would be off your website. I was going to say if you had a business number or office number. But how can we find you on social media? Mention your website again. How can we get your book?
Okay. You can find me on social media on Facebook as Dr. T. Houston. Instagram as Dr. T. Houston and Twitter as Dr. T. Houston and YouTube as Dr. T. Houston. And my website is www.drthouston.com and books are available on amazon.com.
All right. Get the book on Amazon, Detox Style, and Facebook,
and the book,
Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
And I was going to say, locally, if you're in the Atlanta area, books are also available at Nubian Bookstore on the southwest side of town and at Sevenon, the natural food store, on the east side of town, northeast side of town.
Definitely worth mentioning that, all the Atlanta people here on the show tonight. And again, social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Dr. T. Houston. The website, www.drthouston.com. And she's in Atlanta, but she's available all over the country and soon internationally, folks. So you just want to make sure that this is somebody that if you really want to kind of get a grasp on your personal health, this is somebody that you definitely want to talk to. Dr. Houston, once again, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I know you're quite busy, so I do appreciate your time. Be sure to let us know next time you are speaking. We'll make sure that we announce it on the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for having me, Chris. Have a wonderful evening.
No problem. You take care.
You too.
That was Dr. Tawana Houston on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Very excited to have her on. I want to say she is the first doctor I've ever had on the show. I'm very excited that she was able to take time. She's very busy, as you can see. She's an author. She's a doctor. She's doing a lot. She's doing public speaking. And you heard some of the things that she wants to do in the future. She wants to write more books. There's a lot to say with someone who really wants to help people, and she obviously, you know, really wants to. It's not lip service. She's actually actively doing that. So again, visit her website. You want to get a chance to talk to her. She does phone consultations as well as in person. So if you're not in Atlanta, you still can get in touch with her, and she can help you. Her website again, www.drthouston.com. And you can reach her on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter under Dr. T. Houston. And remember, get her book, Detox Style. It's available on Amazon. So you make sure you get that, and you'll get that help immediately, you know. So 646-652-4479. If you still want a chance to call in and ask some questions, follow-up questions, if you missed her from earlier, I know there's different time zones listening to the show. And, again, all my international people in different countries that you're not able to call in, definitely, of course, the chat room is still open. I'm going to keep the show open a little bit longer, usually I will go ahead and end the show, but I'm going to keep it open. I'm going to take another break, however, to kind of do some house cleaning. 646-652-4479 is the number. This is Chris. We're going to take a very, very, very quick break and be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Chris, I am back with IMTM Worldwide Radio and the rest of the audience tonight. And before I go tonight, of course, if people have been listening to me for a while, you know I do different formats in regards to my shows. I do sports, I do business, I do entertainment. I'm going to be doing a huge sports show within the next week or so. Why? The Atlanta Falcons are in the Super Bowl. Why do you think? Y'all think I forgot. I haven't been able to do a lot of shows as of late. Been really busy. Schedules have been really hectic. If anybody knows me, they know why. But I'm going to be getting back into the groove real soon. Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Braves, as far as the sports side. So definitely tune in. Of course, visit the show Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio. My business page, IMTN Worldwide, also on Instagram. Of course, the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Definitely follow all those pages to get information about what I do on the business side and entertainment side. Oh, of course, www.innovativeenterprises.com for those who are trying to do things on the business end. IMTNWorldwide.com concentrates a little bit on the entertainment side of business. So definitely check both of those sites out, and you can get in touch with me. Of course, Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management. But definitely we got a sports show coming up, talking about the Atlanta Falcons, talking about the history, talking about 1998, talking about this season, the past 2 years, just everything leading up to what I feel is going to be like the biggest thing ever on February 5th, the Atlanta Falcons winning the Super Bowl. So I'm very excited. Definitely as a long time Atlanta Falcons fan and lived through all the horrible years and the hits and misses and scandals and just everything to finally see the team actually, you know, in this new era you know, advance and how they did it, you know, and the way that they did it is just very impressive. So I'm very excited. So definitely check that out very soon. Of course, you can save the show. You can be a follower of the show for free if you subscribe for free, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. So if you're listening, save that, follow it. Of course, you can do the same thing on Instagram. I post every show on the Instagram page. It's still fairly new. I haven't used it as much as I should have. I've just, again, busy. I'm trying to catch up. I have 3 Instagram pages, you know, so I'm still trying to build that up. So definitely follow the Instagram pages quicker, IMTM Worldwide Radio, to check out everything on there. But definitely more shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing some athletes soon of the sports franchises in the Atlanta market, primarily. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Working on that for 2017. Definitely shouting out Cecilia. She had her first gig for 2017 as a model in Las Vegas. So very excited for Cecilia. If you go to my Instagram, IMTN Worldwide, you'll see Cecilia and you see what she's all about. Of course, there's all kind of different people available across the board, models and actresses and other people within the industry that are available for booking. Visit www.imtnworldwide.com. And Instagram, IMTN Worldwide, and you'll see all kind of different people. Hit me up, find out what you can, you know, get for your project. You never know. That being said, I think that's about it. I have people starting to call me all of a sudden now, so don't get off the air for tonight. One more time, IMTNWorldwide.com, IMTN Worldwide on Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram. Definitely check those pages. www.innovativeenterprises.com, and that's with 1 E, not 2, by the way. And look forward to new shows coming up. Again, thank you for Dr. T. Houston for being on the show tonight, talking about holistic medicine and the benefits, and as well as her book, Detox Style. Again, you can visit her at www.drthouston.com and on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Dr. T. Houston. You can find her. Make sure you go ahead and book an appointment now. That being said, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Peace. Thank you.